I'll bet more on it. Or you bet more on it.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. A thing happened.
I broke the monitor.
You broke it?
No, I mean, it's fine.
Do you have the playlist up yet?
Sure.
Do you want me to come over there and do that?
No.
Okay. Can you do it?
That was the Cleveland Steamers. That's what it's like being with you in honor of Johnny Football.
Yeah, Johnny Football. He had his first NFL start this week. This is Sportsy Talk, so that's what we're talking
on
about.
On WFMU.
That. Yeah, because we're talking about sports.
It's Sportsy.
It's the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet here with you until 7.
At least.
At least. Maybe longer.
Possibly longer.
Maybe no one else will come
possibly
in.
Possibly
no,
later.
this is like Love Fest Monday, you know, because we have Scott and then us and then
Dr. Game Show
and then Night People come in.
And then the goddamn Dave Hill Show.
Yeah.
It's pretty like, big day. It's a pretty big Monday.
This is the biggest day on WFMU, I think.
It's pretty solid.
Always. Yep. So, yeah, so Johnny Football was first NFL start.
Terrible. He was awful.
He was awful.
He was like a reverse quarterback, like the kind of quarterback that you didn't score any points.
No.
Didn't get any touchdowns.
Negative points.
They all stood over him, kind of doing that rubbing the money
thing.
Oh,
yeah, you're doing the money thing? Yeah, that was nice.
That was good.
That was their little protest. So what was the name of their wide receiver, Andre Hawkins? Yeah.
Andrew Hawkins.
He got in trouble because he's on the Browns, and he began the game by coming out in a shirt that said Justice for Tamir Rice and John Crawford, who are the two kids that the Cleveland police have shot dead recently.
Well, I know the Tamir guy, but I don't know the other guy.
He was in a Walmart.
He shot a guy in a Walmart?
Oh, yeah, they shot a kid, in a Walmart. They thought he had a gun or something.
Thought he had a gun.
I guess there's video of it now, and it just looks like an execution. It looks like the cop just walks up and shoots him dead, you know, to shoot him. I mean, it's just, it's pretty awful. And the feds just came out with some report investigation of the Cleveland police, and they said, you know, it's just horrendous. It's one of the worst police departments in the country. And so because Andrew Hawkins came out with a shirt that said Justice for Tamir Rice? John Crawford. The police union, the Cleveland Police Union, demanded an apology from him and from the Browns. And the police union guy, he couldn't have been any more offensive. He said, well, you know, these athletes, they should stick to athletism, and they should, like, not try to know about the law, because they can't possibly know the law.
The law.
And it's just like, dude.
Shooting people in the street or whatever it is.
It's just like he's saying, these ignorant black people who protest that we shoot them in the head, they should be thanking us. Yeah, we're keeping the crime down.
If I was Andrew Hawkins, I'd be like, I will apologize for wearing a T-shirt as soon as you guys apologize for shooting everybody.
Yeah,
for no
stop
reason.
Shooting children in the head. That'll do it. All right, so what else? We got
people
a lot
are happy
to talk
on the
about
boards.
Today.
There's a lot of Bengals fans on the boards who are happy about the performance of Johnny Manziel, a.k.a.
Johnny Football,
a.k.a. the Cleveland Steamer. It was over. I don't know. He had like 0 yards two picks, and I almost started him on my fantasy football team, which is good. I didn't.
Why would you?
Because the guy on TV said it was going to be he was going to get 17 points at least or something like that.
No, you know what? I got stung by Dante Moncrief for Indiana.
He's good usually.
Usually this week he wasn't good. I was like, I'm going to sneak him in on my playoff team. It'll be great, right? Because he'll make like 17 points, and tight ends never make any points, and he'll be great.
Oh, he's a tight end? I had no idea.
I guess he's a tight end, yeah. But he's like, you know, everybody else on the Colts is injured, so and he's good, you know. So I was like, yeah, I'll get some points then. And he's zero.
Yeah, they didn't play
zero
very well.
Points. He didn't play, yeah, and he, you know. 0 points. It was terrible. So fantasy football, we're into the playoffs now. I kind of didn't realize on our Sportsy Talk do-over league that...
Yeah, how's it looking over there?
I kind of didn't realize that they combined 2 weeks at a time for these playoff games. So tonight we'll end this
tonight's
week,
the
and then they'll kind of combine this week with last week, and we'll see where
everybody
is.
Let me see. I have 293 points.
Yeah.
And the Sea Turtles have 237.
Okay.
So I'm
that's listener Zach.
I'm comfortably ahead. He's got no more. He's got no more players.
I like listener Zach. I think he beat Studio B Ben 1 week. That was
good.
Did
he? Mm-hmm. Well, we're both 4-9.
You and the Sea Turtles?
Yeah, but I have 293 points.
Yeah, you probably beat him.
And he's got 237 points, and I got two guys playing tonight.
So unless your two guys get like negative 60 points. Yeah, you're probably
like 17
probably okay.
fumbles.
Yeah.
In my other league, in the money league,
yeah. Ooh, where you going to make some money?
League, I need Kenny Still to get 2 points tonight, and then I'm in the finals for the big money for the big heavy rollers.
Yeah, do that little money thing that they taunt Johnny
that
Manziel with.
Just stood over his dead body, holding
just
like doing
just
this.
Like rubbing their fingers like.
One of them got
money,
a 15-yard penalty for doing that. I was like, shut up,
yeah,
referees, give me a break.
If you can't taunt Johnny Manziel, who can you taunt?
I mean,
taunt?
He is the most tauntable person I could think of.
If we couldn't taunt people, we wouldn't even have a show.
It's just, you know, they build up mm-hmm. the flakiest, loserish.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Luck, he wasn't built up. It was like that guy was obviously going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And it's like Tim Tebow's and the Manziel. They always get these like
hype
ESPN
machine
people.
Yeah.
And then when they fail, I feel great.
Speaking of mutant idiots, what's Wex Wyan going to do when he gets fired? Because he's getting fired.
He will be on the ESPN pregame show. Like
that's
he
shocking.
And Chris Berman will be blowing out people's speakers with idiocy. He is a person who's made for television because he knows just enough and mm-hmm. you know will say something funny like every week that people will keep watching. But he's no good at winning football games as a head coach.
He's no good at losing them either because if they'd lost this week, they'd have a chance of getting the first round draft pick next year. But they won.
Well, there's about six teams in last place.
Yeah.
They're all kind of terrible.
Yeah, there's that whole division that's pretty terrible, right?
There's a division, the winner of which will be like 6-10. They'll be hosting a playoff game. Hosting a playoff game
pretty
at 6-10. I'll be like,
mm-hmm.
We can't play so good.
No.
And you would think they're one of those teams that would like be above 500 because the other teams are all so bad too. But they've all beaten each other like at least one time. Like,
so
it's ridiculous.
They're all below 500.
Yeah, they're awful.
That's terrible.
So the Saints play tonight.
Oh, yeah. I have Drew Brees for one of my two teams. I forget which one.
He's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
And if he just throws to Kenny Stills a couple of times, then...
Then you're set, right? Then
I'm going to be doing a little money sign.
You get the money dance. Money dance. So I was texting you over the weekend about the Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs.
Tottenham Hotspur was losing. Well, it was 1-1.
They were 1-0 when I started watching it on the Spanish language.
And then
station.
I turned the channel to watch the. They immediately got a goal against them. And I've liked Tottenham for a few years, but they're awful now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they used to be good with the Gareth Bale was the best player. And they used to have tall guy, short guy. They had Jermaine Defoe, short guy, real fast.
Uh-huh.
And tall guy was Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
And so, like, he would head it in because he's so tall, you know,
and
stuff like that.
And the little guy would
And the little guy was really fast. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they were pretty good for a while. And then now they're none of those guys play for that team. And they're all, it's all kind of bad.
No. Well, it looked okay. They were doing some really spectacular dives for a while. Like,
yeah,
I mean, they kept
it was raining so bad. Like they.
Well, I know it was raining and it was probably slippery, but there were a couple of times where they just were like, you know, they were some guy just. One of the Tottenham guys, and I don't know which one because I can't tell, but he just like fell forward on his face and then looked around, you know, for his
waiting for somebody to call
something.
I don't know why they wear those shin guards because they act like they've been kicked in the balls every time somebody hits them and slightly taps them in the shin.
Yeah,
like I don't think your shin guard's working.
It's not
because if you're gonna act like you're, you know, completely decapitated,
you
know, like every time someone, I mean, shin not guards so is like you could take like a full on anvil on one of those and not feel anything. So I don't know why these guys are like porcelain Hummel dolls in real life.
Well, anyway, at the end of the game, the crowd started singing. When the Saints go marching
when
in.
When the Spurs go marching
in. Yeah, but I couldn't tell that they were saying Spurs instead of Saints. And I was like, well, this is
There's
weird.
There's a different team that's the Saints. I don't know if they sing it too. But yeah,
that's
I don't know.
Crazy. I mean, I don't understand. Like, Liverpool has the song, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and
just like a...
It's just
that
like these
was just
random
like a,
songs.
They just pick just, it up, and then it becomes your song.
How does that happen? How does... When the Spurs
know, like,
go
meet
marching
the Mets,
in?
It's you know?
Just, well, I mean, that's at least written by somebody for
meet
somebody.
The Mets. It was before they were even the a Mets. Team, I think. They wrote that song.
Right up and greet the Mets.
Bring your kitties.
We still have to, like... We still have to, like, set that thing on fire somehow.
The Met doll?
The Met
we
doll.
We could do it for the Christmas
marathon.
Special. Next week's Christmas special. We light Mr. Met on fire. And we should just like the raccoon, we should just throw it at an electrical transformer.
Oh, yeah, so a raccoon committed suicide in Jersey City over the weekend. He got into a big transformer and he like blacked out half of the city.
The
right?
Jersey City mayor tweeted out the picture of the raccoon. It's just like the thing's just like, ah!
It's really gross.
It's standing there like, whoa!
I guess maybe he was just trying to prove that there was a raccoon, because that does sound kind of crazy to say that, you know, a raccoon got in our transformer and that's why the trains aren't running.
That's why everything's shut down.
That's why your
although in my
radio
in my,
station blew up.
My poor neighborhood, everything was fine.
Oh,
we still had lights. I was reading all about it on Twitter while I was microwaving some hot cocoa. I was like, oh, it sounds terrible downtown in all the fancy places. Would you like more caviar, Ben? Well, yes, I would. The lights are out downtown and all the fancy places.
The fancy houses.
Well, la-di-da.
Well, so we lost some equipment here in the station, though.
Yeah, what
like
did we
it's
lose?
Actually, I don't know, some things that I never. I don't know how to run. I don't know how to run most of the equipment, so it really doesn't matter to me. Whatever it is, you know.
Didn't sound familiar to me.
No, it was nothing I was familiar with. But I guess we're gonna have to replace that. So that's another expense. So you know, I don't know.
I'm willing to sell a kidney.
Yeah, okay.
How many kidneys do you get in one body?
Two. I think you get two.
I will sell 1.5 kidneys on the air.
You can lop off bits of your liver, though, and it grows back. So if you want to give somebody, like, a liver transplant, although your liver would not be suitable,
my liver is
probably,
not,
for transplant.
No,
but, you know.
It already fell out of my butt a while ago.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
On my liver? Because I got the whiskey passport.
Ooh, you were telling me about this.
Yeah, this is really great. It's this really good thing. It's like a benefit thing for City Harvest, which is an excellent charity.
They do a nice job.
They do a great job.
People.
Yeah, feed the homeless and feed the hungry. And you buy this thing, the whiskey passport, and you pick it up. And I carry it around with me now, and it's got a list of bars in it. And if I go into any of those bars and show my little whiskey passport, they give me a free... free shot of whiskey or a free whiskey cocktail.
Yeah.
And they make it. It's good stuff. It's good whiskey. Yeah. I had something called Widow Jane Bourbon Saturday night that I'd
Sounds
never had
good.
Before. Oh, it's very like hipster shishi, you know. It's like non-GMO, locally sourced corn from New York State and water from some lime cave in Rosendale or something. And then they take it down to Brooklyn and they do some magic stuff to it, some hipster distillery thing, and you know, it's just, it's ridiculous sounding, but it's the most delicious stuff in the world. I mean, I don't even like bourbon normally. I like whiskey with no E in it, and this stuff was crazy good.
We could call a couple of places that you haven't gone to yet, and maybe they could talk you into getting down there with the whatever fancy, you know, bourbon that they got going on in the passport or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we had that, that lady with the sake on.
Oh, yeah, the sake lady.
So
yeah, she was
we
great.
We could have a bourbon person.
I liked her.
I'm putting that on the list of
she
guests
nice.
We should have.
Yeah, we never are going to cost any of these. We're never going to call any of these people.
Bourbon.
I wonder if we could do like a remote from some whiskey bar. Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
So Thursday night, there's some kind of special to-do for people who have whiskey passports at this place called the Extreme Cocktail Club or Experimental Cocktail Club or something. It's down on the Lower East Side.
It's a real place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's women on whiskey are having some kind of woman whiskey event there. Yeah, right? Now I gotcha. Yeah. So, I'm going to go down for that. Should be fun.
You can call me afterwards if you need to.
Why
a
don't
trip
you
to the hospital
or something. Why don't you ever come out with me?
I come out with you all the time.
You
what are you talking
not.
About?
All we do is walk to the PATH train.
We go to the Iron Monkey sometimes.
Yeah, we do. Okay, occasionally.
We can go to the Iron Monkey. Well, next week is, you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So maybe we could give each other presents next week.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have a present for you.
And then, you know, maybe I can get you an iron rim.
An iron rim.
Iron rim.
Iron Monkey Cinnamon Rim.
Cinnamon Rim.
I ordered the flavored mouth guard for our prize.
Who's
going to
win the
football.
Who's winning the prize?
I don't know. You got the standings.
Oh, I have no idea.
So we have this.
Not
that,
me.
That's going to be our prize for the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League. Is going to be
someone's winning.
A flavored mouth guard, a Colin Kaepernick endorsed flavored mouth guard with a glue on cinnamon rim. It's going to be really fantastic.
Who's HP?
HP? I don't know.
Ho ho.
Oh, that's Danny D.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. He's got 279 points.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
And who's he up against?
Joe Kelly.
Take your cushion and leave.
Yeah. Joe? So I think that's in the bag.
Oh, really? Lister and Joe's not going to
beat
him?
Oh, no. Joe's got, I don't know. He's got Jay Cutler, who's kind of a bum.
Yeah.
He's kind of a terrible quarterback.
But
he really doesn't start caring. He's a big moper. He's got, like, big mopey face on most of the time. So,
all right.
It's possible he could get 22 points or something like whatever. 27 points? I don't know.
I forgot to bring in the News of the Dead music. Should I put on something else and run and get it?
News of the Dead. Someone died.
Lots of people died, and it's very sad.
I could do those. We could do the. You could turn up the Daw, and I could play Those Are People Who Died song.
No, that's okay.
Those are people who died.
No.
Died.
No. No. This is sad.
Oh,
this
it is?
Actually sad.
Actually
yeah.
Sad?
Yeah, actually sad. Yeah.
So should I
ready?
Feel bad?
Yeah. Everybody ready to feel bad? News of the Dead.
Oh, I am.
Okay. So this player for Auburn football player,
uh-huh.
Did you hear about him? He got shot and killed
in
his apartment.
I did not hear about that.
Okay. So he's this guy. He's a freshman running back. And again, I am not sure about the pronunciation of his name. I should have, found out, but
okay.
I didn't. Okay. It's, I believe it's Jakel Mitchell. J-A-K-E-L-L. I'd pronounce it Jakel.
Okay.
Could be something else.
I'm going to say Jakel.
Yeah, Jakel Mitchell. He was shot early Sunday in his student apartment complex, because I guess I didn't go to a big university. I went to a little bitty school, a little bitty liberal arts school.
Well, it's huge.
School,
I mean, Auburn's huge.
Yeah,
place.
Right. I mean, it takes up most of Alabama. So
part that you would want to go to.
Yeah. So exactly, because the other college
takes up 87,000 students at Auburn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So they have entire complexes of apartments off campus that are where kids live. Right.
Right.
So Jakel was from some other little town in Alabama, and he played football as a junior in high school, and he was really, really, really good. And then he tore his ACL, so he didn't play when he was a senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went, Auburn, brought him, on a football scholarship, though, because he was so good when he was a junior. And then he redshirted this year, his mm-hmm. freshman year. So he hasn't ever actually played for Auburn, but technically he's an Auburn football player, and he was going to start next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he was in his apartment complex, which is called the Tiger Lodge.
Okay.
Because the Auburn players are the Auburn Tigers, right?
Yeah, they're the War Eagle and the Tigers somehow. It's complicated.
What? How can they be both?
I don't know, but they're both.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not like Alabama's? No, they're
Alabama's
Crimson Tide.
The Crimson Tide, and they got that little...
something else?
Yeah, they got that elephant.
What?
Yeah.
They have an elephant?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
In Alabama?
I don't know.
That's crazy. So they have these random other mascots?
Yeah. I don't know. War Eagle might be something you just scream. You know, Roll Tide might be something you scream.
Yeah.
It's the Auburn Tigers football team.
Okay,
but
right.
But then there's something about War Eagle.
Yell War Eagle. Okay.
War Eagle is...
just something.
There are many stories surrounding the origins of Auburn's battle cry, War Eagle.
That's their battle cry.
But
right.
They refer to them collectively, like if Roll Tide is actually a Sieg Heil that you might say on the street to somebody,
right.
They're like, oh, Roll Tide, yeah, Roll Tide, everybody's Roll Tide.
Right.
War Eagle, I guess, is the same, type thing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Just shout it at people.
Just randomly. We should have something like that for Sportsy Talk.
We do. We have, Jeets.
Yeah, Jeets.
Now
that's true. Now we have to get a new one.
We have to get a new one.
Because Jeter's going to publish our books and stuff. We have to be nice to him, right?
We do.
Is he a publisher yet?
He is, because that book from the blind guy who read to the Jersey Journal, I think, is coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out on the Jeter label. Okay. So Jaquel Mitchell, right, got shot in Tiger Lodge and killed, and they don't really know why.
They don't know why.
He was like 19, right? And they already caught the guy that shot him, and he was having some kind of argument in the parking lot.
Wasn't a criminal mastermind?
No, the guy who shot him is like 22 and has been arrested a bunch of times for other stuff, so he's like a bad news kind of guy. But the thing is that I don't understand about this, and I mean, and it's too bad about Jaquel Mitchell, but the reason the apartment complex is called the Tiger Lodge is because they had to change the name of it 2 years ago, because in 2012, two other football players were shot to death there.
So what did
two
it
other
used to
Auburn
be called?
I don't know. It used to be called, you know, some other thing, right? And these other players, Ed Christian and Ladarius Phillips, mm-hmm. who were Auburn players, mm-hmm. were shot to death there in a similar incident, like in the parking lot, not by the same guy, by a different guy, right? Who's just been found guilty and is up for sentencing, and they don't know if they're gonna like put him to death or not, because mm-hmm. they have that in Alabama. So, you know, people didn't want to live in the apartment where people, students were being shot and killed. So they just changed the name of it to something else so you wouldn't realize that you were moving into
right.
the apartment complex.
Like, you could change the name of the Bates Motel, too.
Yeah.
The Gates Motel.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't know it was the place where
the guy dressed up as his mother killed
yeah,
a bunch of people.
Exactly. So it's like, so now, I don't know, are they just going to change the name of the apartment again? They just keep changing the
into
name
the,
every time kids get killed.
It's not the same place
there.
That people got murdered there?
Yeah, change it to that.
Lodge.
This is not the place people got murdered, Lodge. This is not the murder lodge, yeah. I don't know. I just think that's so odd. It's like, and yet they still keep putting football players in there, right?
It's hard to get a new building just every time somebody gets killed.
I don't know. People are getting killed there all the time. I mean, why are they putting their students in these?
Well, it's not haunted by, you know, it's not like a poltergeist house or something like that. It was like, just stop getting in fights that involve getting shot.
It must be in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, called Alabama.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Of all the places. So he's dead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He is. Yep.
War Eagle.
And then that one-legged Nets fan, Jeffrey...
He's dead. Did he fall out a window or did he jump out a window?
I don't think anybody knows.
He got thrown out of a Knicks game for being a complete... You know.
Well, he was a big Nets fan, right? And he was at Madison Square Garden.
They've only been in Brooklyn for like two years, man.
How big a Nets fan could you be? He was a huge Nets fan. Maybe he was a Nets fan before they were in Brooklyn.
I don't think so. I haven't seen any old pictures of him hanging out in Newark.
That's true. So he went to this game at Madison Square Garden. It must have been the Nets and the Knicks, right?
Yes.
And
they tossed him and hit him with his leg, like his leg was left behind or something like that.
Yeah, he had a prosthetic leg, and I think I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was hitting people with the leg or, I mean, do you know what happened with him? This guy?
He was acting crazy.
They tried to carry him out, and then his leg fell off, and they carried the rest of him out of Madison Square Garden. And they left the leg there. Yeah, that's
his
not
leg
so good.
Was still there. I guess he was in a terrible place.
Yeah, I guess so. So I guess he was living with his dad in Brooklyn, and he went out the window over the weekend and died. And then you know, it's like
he was more fun than that Brooklyn Knight, the guy who was there. Remember, he was like for 1 year they had this terrible mascot, and they're like, okay, this is really bad. And now their mascot is like scare quotes or something like that, or some Brooklyn thing. It's irony.
Scare quotes, irony.
It's just a big, you know,
the Iron Knight, the Iron Rim. Irony, the Iron Rim of Brooklyn. Yeah.
Our number, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't been answering the phone. There's actually been calls.
There's been calls?
Yeah. I wasn't answering them.
201-209.
I was having a nice time talking to you. I mean, usually we get interrupted and I don't get to say what I want to say.
I know. This is the only time we spend together.
I know.
Like 5 minutes before the show and then 5 minutes after the show. And this is the only real human time we have.
The only time we ever interact.
We have to hang out.
I know.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. If you have the mumps and you play in the NHL.
Oh, yeah. We got to call. Yeah, the mumps. We got to talk
about
the mumps.
Call us now. Why do people in the NHL have the mumps?
Well, why did people in the NFL have MRSA, the face-eating bacteria last year?
They have face-eating bacteria?
Yeah, last year that was a big problem.
Whose face got
the
eaten?
Bengals. The Bengals in their locker room.
Well,
they
Cincinnati.
Like, I guess that explains that. But, okay, so I don't understand the mumps, though. 201-209-9368. I will start answering the phone, I guess.
Well, in Canada, it's so cold that you would imagine that the, you know, you would say, well, we're not going to get the mumps. It's just too cold up here to get the mumps.
Right. The
you know,
mumps
they're hanging
virus.
Out in Florida
it's
or
viral.
Something like that.
Yeah. You'd think so. Oh, wait. Okay, here's a call. WFMU, you're on the air, possibly.
Hey, it's Bronwyn and Jim. How's it going?
Hi, it's Danny D.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny D. How are you?
How's it going? Oh, I'm doing well.
Do you have the mumps? Are the mumps contagious over the phone?
Well, maybe. Does he have the mumps?
He has the lumps. He has some sort of whatever it is when they hit you in the head like six or seven times and then stand over you doing the little money sign.
Yeah, Malaluke, I didn't like that personal foul. Cost us 15 yards.
He got an interception like five plays later that it didn't end up being anything. Like, so he does. They actually, it was like a third down. They drop him on his head, and then they do the little money sign over him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You're an idiot. And then they get a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
And the guy's, like, frowning or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, five plays later, he picks him off and is rolling around on the ground and doing the
doing the
jumping
money.
Around.
He showed us, though. He really came back after that. Oh, well, he didn't.
No.
No.
Now, did you hear that now, like, because now everybody, the vote thing is everybody's quarterback gets hurt?
Yeah,
you mean
well,
like Cam? You mean like Cam Newton in a car
Cam
accident?
Cam Newton got in a car accident.
Tony Romo's playing with a broken back.
Well, Houston's backup quarterback Tom Savage, I think a Rutgers kid, if I'm not mistaken, he was in for like a half, and then
well, he was limping around.
Dead.
They had
now
to keep.
He got killed.
They had to keep him in the game because there was no other
There's
quarterbacks
nobody else.
In the game.
Yeah.
Right, and so now they have some, oh, God, I can't remember, some
They've,
other scrub.
Houston.
The funny thing is, so Manziel is actually not the worst quarterback left on Baltimore's schedule.
Who is the worst quarterback?
Whoever the scrub is for Houston that's going to come in.
There's another Houston? Because they've already gone through four quarterbacks this year.
Yeah,
if I remember. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, well, they re-signed the guy who was on the, like, they cut
the practice
the
squad.
Camp.
Yeah, the practice squad
and
guy.
And then they got some other.
Because they're
and then the
Houston
Cardinals
could actually still make the playoffs,
ball.
Right? Like Houston is like 7-7 or something like that. They could still make the playoffs
in that division, yeah, or conference or whatever the hell it is.
Well, it's not the same.
Group
no, I mean they're just
area,
kind of hanging around.
Place.
It's like they're in the
thing.
Same. You know, the
yeah.
Dolphins and them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's
right.
a bunch of teams that have like some wins as opposed to the Jets.
Yeah, there's a bunch of 7-7 chance guys that have like no chance.
Well, how are you?
It's starting new starting quarterback not yet named.
Wow!
So he has no name. They grew him in a lab.
It's either Thad Lewis,
okay,
or Case Keenum.
Case Keenum played for them last year, and he was like from the University of Houston or something like that. He actually played pretty well, and he had like a good quarter. You know,
they could just hire Chris Cluey.
Chris Cluey could play quarterback.
Play
for them?
Quarterback for them. Yeah.
Where's Tim Tebow? Like, I mean,
oh,
where
yeah,
is
where
Tim Tebow?
Is Tim Tebow?
He's because, in a TV booth calling
yeah,
SEC
I know.
Games now.
Yeah, but Mark,
there's no SEC games right now.
Yeah, he should come back. Mark Sanchez kind of came back, and he's kind of doing a credible kind of job, given you know what they've got down there. You know,
I mean, the Philadelphia offense is amazing, and
yeah.
really right now they're trying to throw Mark Sanchez off they want to get Nick Foles back now.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think it's a good strategy to have your defense on the field 45 minutes a game, even when you
yes, know. They kind of have,
you're doing good.
It's just like it's like some kind of circus to watch their offense move around because they have like six running backs
like
and seven guys. Like, what is happening? They just hike the ball every 5 seconds and they're throwing it. You know. It's ridiculous. It's like Madden. There's no punting. Like, they just keep going.
They just keep throwing, going and throwing. Yep.
Absolutely. But, yeah.
How do you feel about the Bengals?
Go
are you, are
on
you,
Jay Cutler.
Are you Jay Cutler? Give me a break. How do you feel about the Bengals? Your Bengals.
One win and they get in.
One win and they're in. Who
do
they got to play?
They have very simple playoff scenario now. They win one of their last two.
Do they get to play Johnny Manziel again? Because that's
it, right.
Wait a minute. They have to play the Broncos on Monday night.
Ha ha.
That is not fun.
Yeah.
That's not a good time.
Mm-mm.
Right. So the expectation is they'll be terrible, and then everybody will be like the same thing, counting us out like they did.
Yeah,
I am
technically counting you out. Yeah. They're
going to
play on the 22nd against the Broncos in Cincinnati.
Oh, all the experts.
I'm an expert.
Johnny Manziel. Whoa,
I'm an expert.
You know?
I almost did play Johnny Manziel, but
quarterback on your team
I sat him down.
Start this guy.
Yeah.
For your playoffs. I mean, it was. I thought it was funny. There was some guy had an article that was saying how some analyst said how it was the dumbest decision in the world that they played Manziel. And last week it was, it's the dumbest thing in the world that they haven't started Manziel yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easy in the media.
it's not hard to get one of those jobs. the op-ed pages. So you're feeling.
I just wish they had legalized sports gambling in time for that game.
Yeah, well, they will pretty soon, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know about New Jersey. New Jersey wants to put it on the board.
Yeah.
So probably pretty soon. They'll find, because the NBA, the new silver guy, the big bald-headed skinny guy who's in charge of the NBA, wants there to be sports betting.
Oh, all right.
Because it's not corrupt enough. You know, they can't make enough money yet.
They got to
dump in games.
They got to corrupt it some more.
I mean, like, the Sixers are obviously throwing the entire season on a molecular level to try to get a number one pick, right?
Yeah. So something.
So that what you need
and
is
they started even trying to be bad, and they almost caught up to the Sixers already.
Who? For the Knicks?
The Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks are awful. Awful.
You
know, that's triangle offense. They say it takes not having, you know, it takes having the two best players in the league, which they don't have.
Give me a little Aaron Hernandez. You had tweeted me some Aaron Hernandez news. Can you explain it to me in 30 seconds or less?
Oh, good God. No, well, apparently they threw out a bunch. They said a bunch of stuff was inadmissible, I think.
The texts from his victim.
Texts are inadmissible.
Yeah, the text from his victim
murders,
from right before he was killed.
Other murders are inadmissible.
Some other murders are inadmissible, yeah.
So this is going to be a pretty boring trial.
Evidence of prior misconduct in Massachusetts is very tricky to get into a trial. So they can't actually bring in the fact that he, I guess that's where the previous murders aren't probably going to be.
Well, they were in Florida, though.
Yeah, so I mean, but you can't bring that in, you know, because
I still
it's
don't think,
prior
I think
misconduct.
He's gonna end up in jail. I mean, I hope he ends up
in jail because we've been talking smack about him for 2 years.
I know he's
going
to come to get us.
Well, no, they're gonna. The thing is, if he gets acquitted of murder, how does he get around the gun charges?
I don't know. I mean, how do cops get away with shooting kids? I don't know.
Yeah,
somehow they get it. You know, you have good enough lawyers, right?
Maybe Aaron Hernandez will become a policeman.
He could go to
Cleveland and become a Cleveland policeman.
He seems to have all the right moves for it.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Danny D., thank you.
Thank you, guys. If I don't talk to you somehow, have a very happy holidays.
Have a happy holidays.
I'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk
okay,
to you.
Cool.
Go
you
Bengals.
Too. All right, good luck, Danny D.
That's my Bengals.
War Eagle. War Eagle.
They don't know who's starting quarterback for the Texans.
Do we have any comments on the comments board?
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Oh
of them.
Good. All right. So that's good.
People went crazy about the Zeig Heil thing that I said.
Do people actually like know what we're talking about? I always worry that, you know, we have a lot of listeners who just listen to us because we sound ridiculous and insane, and they don't really know about sports.
I always kind of feel deeply.
Something's happening, yes. But I think sometimes we should explain more, you know? Like
we should.
Instead of just, like, Aaron Hernandez.
Hernandez.
He's a time-traveling serial killer from the NFL, allegedly. Murder.
Ken from Hyde Park says, at a small school in Minnesota, a girls' mm-hmm. basketball team broke an 84-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. Went into double overtime, and with players fouling out, they finished with three players on the court and won the game.
Good for them.
So we can find the name of the team.
Yeah, we should get one of those girls to talk to us. Is that illegal to get? Can we get an interview from one of those girls?
Maybe. Possibly.
Find out the name of the team.
Someone's name, I mean, the name of the team is Climax Fisher.
It is not.
Yeah.
Climax Fisher.
Climax, Minnesota.
Climax.
The Climax Fisher's girls basketball team had the perfect game plan to break its 84-game losing streak.
Climax, Minnesota.
Tuesday against Bagley. First have four players foul out by the end of regulation and play 4-on-5 in the first overtime.
Uh-huh.
Then have another play of foul out with 3:06 remaining.
Jesus.
Finally win with 0 field goals in both overtimes.
Climax.
Just keep fouling?
Climax
Minnesota.
Played Bagley.
Yeah.
Climax versus Bagley.
We could try to. Oh, we got this guy's phone. You want to call the guy who wrote this article?
What article?
The article I was just reading to you. His name's Chris Murphy.
Well, just have him on the air?
Just call him right now.
Oh, I guess I could. Yeah.
701.
Wait, don't say his name. How do you have his phone number?
It's on the internet.
Don't.
What? I didn't do anything.
I don't think you should say it on the air.
It's already on the internet.
Well, yeah, but it's not, you know.
Here, that's his. We need a little dialing music.
I don't know. I don't think we need dialing music. Wait, somebody's calling us.
It could be Chris.
All right.
About the Climax team.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy Talk. How are you doing?
It's Lister David. I haven't heard from you. I have not heard from you in a long time, David.
What? Ramlin shall return.
Uh-huh.
And with a friend and a good friend.
That's right. That would be you, Jim.
And it turns out I picked up right now. I'm on the way to downsizing. They were downsizing, you know, stipulation, HPD, things like that. But that's all peripheral. This is like a magic moment I want to preserve forever. I should be taping this. Oh, my God.
Oh, you should be taping.
Got my new boombox. Say tape. So I want to give you good cheer for the holidays and especially the new year and much happiness at least.
Okay, well, same to you, David.
Happy holidays, David.
Happy holidays, David. Now, does downsizing, does that mean you're moving to a new place?
Yeah, I got to find buds that do it for me because I don't trust the people they would hire because they might put the hand in the poor box.
Uh-huh. So are they, do you have people helping you? Is it going to be in your same neighborhood or where are you going to be?
I believe I'll still be in the complex. I'm blessed. I have a choice between a studio or one bedroom. All my cohorts from my pharmacist assistants and on up and down from my elders and the people I consult, my psychiatrists and things like that, all say, go for broke. If you can't stay where you are right now, and my neighbor can and I can't, and she's had preliminary yakadoo with management or some prearranged arrangement I'm not aware of, because if he says if you have a prearranged arrangement with management, you do not belong here. And I'm along with five other stipulations. But nonetheless, I go on, and if I can't stay here, then it probably won't really go down to probably the spring when they get their act together and to find a qualifying place for me, because after all, I am the eldest living member in this entire complex of over, oh, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 people.
Wow.
And I've been here since September 1976 when I first found FMU.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
It's alive. Were you around then, Barbara?
In 76, no, I was not. I'm not that old. No.
Well, you were an hour.
I was like 3 years old. I was there.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wasn't on WFMU.
Oh, I wasn't. No, I was home.
Yeah, you were home being three.
Being three.
All right. Well, David, I hope everything will be okay, and you stay in touch, all right?
Okay, yeah, no, I'm definitely going to stay in touch. First thing I do when I have to go, is plug in the radio so that I know. And then I got to get in touch with you guys to get that little thingy you used to give for to catch the station, because you used to be such a splinter station. You still are on the dial.
As soon as
I get digital radio, I'm still hooking in just fine. I just want to treasure this moment. Thank you so much for letting me be on here so long, Ramlin.
Oh, thank you, David, for calling us. It's really good to hear from you again.
God bless. Much cheer. Bye-bye.
God bless. Happy holidays.
Take care, David.
Aw, David. Listener David. I worry about him.
It'll be okay.
I know, but I worry about all our listeners, you know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I worry about you.
I don't know most of our listeners.
Well, I don't know them either, but, you know, I'm concerned about them. They're all, you know, good people. If they listen, that's good.
I'm worried about my fantasy football players and whether they'll get 2 points.
Yeah, but they're fantasies.
I like fantasies.
Listeners are real. It's in reality.
I have many fantasy listeners.
No, wait. Why am I calling this guy?
I just emailed him. Oh, we were going to call him and talk to him about the...
Oh, you just emailed him? All right.
I told him we had 20 minutes left in the show.
Is he going to call us?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
I mean, unless you want to dial.
But if I call him and you already emailed him and he's not calling us, then he doesn't want to talk to us, does he?
I don't know.
That's a complicated
series of questions. I mean, I emailed him 5 seconds ago.
Wait, and what did he write about?
He wrote about the Women's Climax Minnesota team.
Climax.
He wrote about the game. We could ask him about the game.
Climax.
Fisher.
Is he in Minnesota?
I'm going to say yes.
He's a Minnesotan?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it's kind of early out there, right?
Is it? It's like an hour earlier.
No, it's Central. Was Central 1 hour? Yeah, because Central, Mountain, and Pacific. Yeah, so it's 1 hour. Oh, that's confusing.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to talk to former co-host Jay tomorrow.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in
months. I always imagine him without a shirt on for some reason.
Yeah, well, you should, because he's just like Putin. Yeah. That's why. Yeah, he always has his shirt off. Usually his pants as well. He's usually running around pantsless and dressed like a sandwich or something. And we had a date to talk tomorrow on the phone, and I just realized I goofed up the time because I was thinking it was a two-hour difference, and it's only one hour difference.
Yeah, so I got to. But it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. I'm going to talk to
him
tomorrow.
Do you still have time to put it together?
Yeah, I can text him. And the texts won't be admissible in the trial, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, texts apparently
you
can say,
like, bring those in, no.
I'm with the guy who's going to murder me, and that won't be admissible. It's too prejudicial.
Yeah, I know. I think it's kind of weird that you consider, like, the evidence might be prejudicial against the accused.
I don't understand that. I would think that it would just be prejudicial. That's because
we're sports people and we don't know
the
law.
We're not lawyer people.
We don't know the law.
We can call Alan Dershowitz and find out.
We don't know the law.
Why,
no, we should call the head of the Cleveland Police Department Union and
apologize.
Tell him to explain the law.
For wearing a t-shirt.
Explain the law to me.
Well, the I Can't Breathe t-shirt is kind of the biggest, hottest t-shirt in the NBA right now.
That's the big one, yeah.
And even the Notre Dame women wore it the other day.
Yeah.
In honor of Eric Garner here in the New York area in Staten Island, who was choked out by the police for no reason that anybody has any idea about.
Yeah, there's a tape of it.
There's a video of it.
There's a video of it.
That's better than most channels that Brahma gets on our television. The video is
it's more clear.
Rather startling video, yeah.
Yeah. So, there was the big march was Saturday in New York.
I did not go to that because I don't protest when it's cold.
Oh, yeah?
You know, if
it has to be warm and cozy.
If it's warm, yeah, I'm totally for that.
I was there for a little while.
Kurt Gottschalk, he says he never knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. I love Kurt Gottschalk. He was the MC of the WFMU Literary Guild reading at KGB.
I know that was
Saturday night. So it was quite an event.
It was one of the night people. It was
Andy Theodoro, the host of Night People.
I miss those night people.
I do too.
They had to separate us because there was too much love.
It got a little awkward between me
and the night people.
I know, it got too intense between the two of you. I saw it happening. So they used to come in at 7, now they come in at 8.
But Dr. Game Show's coming up.
Yeah.
With Joe Firestone. And you can win wonderful prizes.
Are you going to get, like, you know, involved with her now?
I don't know.
As the person who follows,
she's got a lot. I mean, she's got a lot going on.
You've got Scott before we come.
I know. There's a lot of sexual.
Yeah, a lot of sexual chemistry between you and Scott. I see it every week when you admire his playlist.
It's pretty. Der Umlaut with their song "I Ate a Care Bear." Der Umlaut is actually pretty good. You can have that as your name of your band.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
What was our sportsy quote of the week?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to have How to Talk Sportsy. This will help Kurt Gottschalk because he needs to talk sportsy, I think.
He is sportsy. He's a Red Sox fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, all right. It won't help him at all. It's too late. He's beyond help.
The Red Sox are in good shape.
Can I just say Andy Theodoro, though, read a story that he wrote at the Literary Guild
thing? You mean the Night People?
Yeah.
I just refer to him as the Night People.
The Night People. Yeah, the Night People. Yeah, and it was genius. It was really funny and amazing. I really enjoyed it. So book him for your
children's bar mitzvahs?
No, because it was a dirty story.
Kids love that stuff. They love that at parties.
They probably do. Okay, so this week's How to Talk Sportsy for all our listeners who aren't really like sportsy people.
Yeah.
But you want to be able to talk to people about sports because that's the thing you can talk to almost anybody about.
Why does everybody in the NHL have the mumps?
Yes. Why does everybody in the National Hockey League have the mumps? Because they all do. They all have the mumps. All these guys, all these grown men are like running around with the mumps and they can't play. And there's like... The last I heard, there was like 14 of them and two refs. The refs are getting the mumps.
The refs have the mumps?
Yeah. The hockey refs have the mumps, right? So there's bunches of them. A bunch of Anaheim Ducks, a bunch of Minnesota Wild, Percy Crosby and some other guy from the Penguins, and Derek Brassard from the New York Rangers has the mumps.
Here's the thing.
Okay, here's the... And Bo Bennett, whoever he is, right? He's an NHL player for somebody. Okay, so the thing is about the mumps is that they're contagious for like weeks before you see any
mumpage.
Yeah, before your head like gets that weird.
Before there's any mumping.
Before there's any mumping going on, like what Sidney Crosby has with his sad face.
I'm writing mumping.
Mumping. Write it down. So before the mumping happens, you're contagious.
Is his face all gross? I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. You should, well, I mean, it looks
well,
just...
Angelina Jolie has the chicken pox. Like I don't know if that's part of it, if they've all been making out with her or something like that.
Oh,
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, because it's a totally different virus, but that's
is
okay.
Is it?
Yeah,
I have no idea. How do you get the mumps? Haven't I been inoculatized?
Hopefully.
This says it spreads through saliva. What are they, spitting in each other's mouths or something like that?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe they're swapping mouth guards.
Don't share your waddle ball.
Don't share your mouth guard. Your Colin Kaepernick delicious flavored mouth guard.
Yeah.
We're getting one for our listeners. It's going to be Pepto-Bismol
flavored. It's not going to have any mumps. It's so not going to be mump flavored.
It won't be mump flavored, no. So apparently it's like contagious for like a long time before you show any mumping, right?
Yeah.
So Bo Bennett, who is a NHL player with now the mumps, is a really nice guy. And what he likes to do is go visit children's hospitals.
Except now.
No, but he was. He was visiting children's hospitals.
And then he broke out.
Yeah, and then he got mumps. Then he got the
killed
mumping.
All the kids.
Probably. All those kids are going to get mumps.
My God, like they don't have enough problems.
I know. They're already in the hospital. Now they're going to have mumps in the hospital. He was there last week. So, you know, prime mumpage time. I don't know.
I'm reading an article in Yahoo Sports.
You can die.
It's terrifying.
You can die from the mumps. Do you know
I bet
that?
You can, yeah.
You can.
It's
you can
bad.
If you get encephalitis and like swelling in your brain.
It just doesn't sound like you want the mumps.
No, you don't want the mumps.
If you can avoid getting the mumps.
Yeah, don't hang out with.
So don't go to any hockey games.
Don't watch hockey on TV until June. Yeah, because you'll get the mumps. And it can cause deafness. And this is the big one for men, grown men, when they get the mumps. Little kids, if they get the mumps, they'll recover usually and be okay. Grown men can't get the mumps. They become sterile.
That sounds good. That's like
a
mumping, plus.
I know. The mumping goes down into your other nether regions.
That sounds all right.
And everything gets all
that
mumpy.
That sounds like the one good part of the mumps.
Everything gets all mumpy down there, and then you're sterile.
One fine, you know, that seems like a plus.
Okay, well, maybe you do want the mumps.
I might want the mumps for that one thing.
All right. So how to talk sportsy this week is if somebody says anything sportsy to you, you can say, yeah, and how come everybody in the NHL has the mumps, right?
And they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah,
what?
Why? Why do they have the mumps? You say, my God, did you see Sidney Crosby? He has the mumps and stuff. I don't know.
Sidney Crosby's had all kinds of head injuries, and he's been out for years.
Well, that's why they weren't sure he had the mumps, because it was just on one side, and his head just looked weird and lopsided. But then they figured he always kind of looks like that all the time. Yeah. So it took a long time before they figured he had them. They kept saying, no, he doesn't have the mumps. No, he doesn't have the mumps. And they're like, oh, my God, he does have the
mumps. It's just a bad time of year to have the mumps, too. You know, the holidays. Everybody's feeling down. You're feeling, you know, it's going to get cold.
No, not everybody's feeling down. People love the holidays.
Who loves the holidays?
I do. The holidays are great. Are you kidding?
I mean, I like all the drinking.
You don't get depressed during the holidays, do you?
I get depressed during most parts of the year.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you should cheer up during the holidays. It's so nice. It's so pretty, and there's, like, decorations and delicious food and nice music and stuff. It's great.
I mean, all that stuff sounds pretty
presents nice. And things. Sometimes I get presents. Yeah, you know.
And presents are okay.
Presents are good. I mean, we're going to have presents. I have a present for you for
next
week.
I have a present. I have something for you.
Do you?
Yeah,
it's really nice. See?
Just waiting at
home. It'll be great. See? So it's
I took my holiday photo with Ben.
Oh, what did you guys wear this year?
I wore a Devil's jersey that I bought online that was, like, green and red that looked kind of like Santa. But then, you know, I have some other props ready to go.
I imagine you do. Yeah.
I bought Ben a nice sweater.
Oh.
He looks like, you know, he looks like he's dreaming of a white Christmas, kind of.
I don't know appropriate for him to dream of that, but okay.
I mean, he means like snowy, like, you know.
Oh, snowy Christmas.
Snowy Christmas.
Yeah.
Because he's got the big white Santa beard all the time, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For a black guy.
For a black guy with a white Santa beard.
He could play. He could probably be a mall Santa, you know, in
That'd
some
be
places.
Good.
You know.
Yeah. Does he need a job?
No, he works all the time.
See?
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh.
It could be Chris.
WFMU, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hi, my name is Chris Murphy. I got an email about...
Yeah, hey, Chris, how's it going?
Basketball story.
Hey, Chris, yeah, thank you for calling us.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, cool.
I'm Bronwyn C., and my co-host is Jim the Poet, and we are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
And one of our listeners had brought up a basketball game the other day. There was a big losing streak for women's basketball in Climax,
Climax
Minnesota.
Fisher?
Can you tell us a little bit about this game?
Climax Fisher is a little town in Minnesota. probably about 250 population. The girls' high school basketball team had an 84-game losing streak.
Oh my God.
And, that's like years and
years.
Not
only did it get snapped last Tuesday, it got snapped in a really weird fashion. It was they snapped it in double overtime, and they were 5-on-4 in the first overtime, and then there's 5-minute overtime.
Right.
For the last 3:06 of the second overtime, they were 5-on-3.
Wow.
And they somehow won. They didn't hit a field goal in either overtime. They went 12 for 17 from the line.
Wow.
There's a lot.
That's pretty good.
Wow. So it's just a lot of fouling?
Yeah, they had a girl foul out in regulation, which put them down. I mean, they only had 9 girls, one of which couldn't play. So they really only had 8 girls to work with. And, yeah, they had 5 girls end up fouling out by the end of it. And they somehow won. And, yeah, the story just has taken off. It's all over the place now. And,
well, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's
funny. How long is their season? I mean, if they have an 84-game losing streak,
that
is that like their moms
like
were playing and stuff? You know?
4 years.
I think their last win was like January something 4 years ago.
Wow.
So,
did they have
yeah, there's about 20-something games a year. Yeah, they had back-to-back 0-23 seasons.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
The coach, the newest coach for them had never won. He was 0-48.
Oh, man.
No girl on the team had ever won. And it's just a funny story. And, yeah, it's good for them.
Did they have a big party after they won? Were they really excited?
They celebrated like it was a championship. I mean, it's funny. You just don't find stories like that, and
yeah, I would have cut down the nets or something. You know, like you gotta really enjoy it when you break the streak.
It's
like
Kobe got into number 3 on the highest scoring list on the NBA, and they didn't celebrate very much at all.
Nobody likes Kobe, but
nobody
everybody
could,
likes
everybody loves.
Yeah, I think
everybody
likes this girls' basketball team a little bit more than Kobe.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's great. That's a nice story.
Yeah, it could be like a Disney movie or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean. If a 500 team did what they did, it would be considered insane. But the fact that there was a team that had lost their last 83, and not only that, I think they were now 2-103 in their last like 105
games.
Yeah, they don't win often, but when they do, it's very weird.
Well, it's tough to show basketball practice and stuff like that when you're getting wiped out.
I know. How old are these girls? Is this high school? Is that what this is?
Oh, yeah, this is high school.
Okay.
And the other best part was the final 3 girls they had on the court were their least experienced girls. They had a freshman who had never played in their life.
Well,
and then they had a sophomore and another freshman.
Because
so
everybody
they
else had fouled out and stuff like that?
Well, obviously the experienced players are the ones who can't play very well because they're the ones with a 0-23 record, you know. So they get these new kids that don't know how to lose yet, and they went out and won. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
That's pretty good. Is girls basketball a big thing in Minnesota? Because I'm from Iowa originally, and that used to be like the biggest sport in Iowa when I was growing up was girls basketball, high school
and
college.
Well, obviously hockey. You just can't beat hockey in Minnesota.
Right.
Hockey and wrestling, I think they're more known for. Girls basketball, I don't know, not really. Basketball in general, not really. But yeah, hockey and wrestling is what they're known for out here.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for calling us. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. That's Chris Murphy, and he reports for Inforum.com, among other places. And he called it to let us know about the Climax Fisher women's high school basketball team.
Yay.
Finally breaking their streak.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. See, I know
great.
How to write any. You,
that
you,
was good.
You know, Chris seems like a nice guy.
He's very nice. He's
he
from
wrote
Minnesota.
A great,
they'd
great
have
article.
To, they'd have
thanks
to,
to.
They'd have to be nice.
I think it was
from Minnesota.
Who did I? Ken from Hyde Park brought the story up.
Okay.
So thanks.
Thanks for listener Ken from Hyde Park.
Ken.
Yep. See.
See, we get guests.
We get guests, don't we? Yeah.
Stay tuned for the top of the hour. It's Dr. Game Show with Joe Firestone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have my goodbye music.
You don't have
yet.
Your goodbye music?
No.
I signed you out of this, too, so we're going to have to figure out
what,
how
you
to...
did?
Yeah, I don't
Why'd
know
Why'd you do that?
Well, I hit it against something. I don't know. I hit something. Yeah, look, I can't, you know, I can only do, you know, we got Chris Murphy from the Climax Fisher.
Do you want to get started on the Christmas music? Since we've been talking about the holidays so much.
Kind of, yeah, because the holidays are so much fun.
They're coming up. I love the holidays. I can't believe you don't like the holidays.
They come but once a year, sadly.
Yeah.
I like being drunk for the holidays.
I mean, it's a good excuse. I mean, jeez. Well, you should have gotten a whiskey passport, and you'd be out with me all the time.
Except that, you know, I don't like helping people.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that. All right, this has been Sportsy Talk for whatever week this was. And coming up next is Joe Firestone. What's today?
Oh, it's Joe Firestone!
Yeah, yay! Is today the 15th?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so, yeah, Sportsy Talk for December 15th, 2014.
We should put it in the bank.
Yeah. We did good.
We did?
Sort of. We did our usual Jew. So we're going to be back next week with a brand new show.
Next Monday, the holiday special.
So assuming we don't get mumps. So
I'll be here if I get mumps.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be getting sterilized on the air?
Yeah, whatever, right, whatever needs right, to
whatever.
Happen.
Anyway, this has been Sportsy Talk with Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Go Climax Fisher.
And dancer and prancer and vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Welcome to Dr. Game Show. My name is Joe. I'm your host today. Welcome to the fifth show. This show is called Manolo Takes the Stage. Just to explain to you what this show is, if you're new to Dr. Game Show, this is a very special show where we play game shows that are submitted by listeners, and we play them on the air with listeners who call in and also in-studio guests. And we have a specialized sound effects man who is here only on strictly professional circumstances. And then we have guests in studio, and then people, it's great. It's great. And if you call in and you win a game, you get a custom magnet. I can't say that enough. You get a custom magnet. We have in studio today, we have Coco Conroy. Hi, Coco. How are you?
Hello, listening audience.
Hi, Coco. Great. And let's see. And we have Jim Ford with us. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. And just so you need a little background on Jim and Coco. Jim and Coco are in a relationship, but they're going to fight for the death today.
For the death.
And then we have Manolo, obviously, on sound effects. Hi, Manolo.
Hello.
Oh, Manolo, how you doing? Manolo,
hello.
Can we hear you? Okay,
hello.
You're good.
I'm robot voice.
Very That's good, Manolo. He's so skilled.
Is there a robot in here? Oh, my
you
God.
You can't see it, but it's real. Manolo, could you tell us, I heard you have some new sounds from last week.
Oh, yeah, these are some sounds I've been working on. Just two. The first one is, let me cue this up. All right. Silence. Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh. What was that?
That was if you ever need it, it's the sound of a toddler playing with a toy helicopter.
Stop it. Stop.
So
pretty good.
If you ever need a,
I won't.
Toddler.
I'm not going to need it.
You're not going to need it?
What else?
Okay, but it's always there. It's in the barrel.
Mm-hmm. What else you got today?
The other one is...
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is that a toddler playing with a helicopter?
No. They're very similar. It's a very nuanced thing. That is a person who is 5'8", sweeping the floor with a broom made out of flowers.
Manolo! Oh, boy, Manolo, where did we find him? I can tell you, we found him. It took a lot of auditions, and Manolo was the only one who attended any of them.
Yeah, showed up. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So now listen. So here's the deal. So we're going to play some games today. We have games. These are the games we're going to play today. So people have submitted them from all over the country. Here are the games we're playing today. We're playing a game called Britishize It. We're playing a game called Manolo Movie Magic. We're playing a game called... Can we have like a ding-ding after each one of these?
Sure.
Okay, I'll start again.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Britishize It.
Ding, ding.
Thanks. Really literal. Okay, we're going to be playing Manolo Movie Magic.
Ding, ding.
Okay, thank you. We're going to be playing New York Post Headline Maker, the winner of last week. There's that 5'8" man. And then we've got The Ghost of Christmas Cash.
Ding.
Oh, only one. And then we have Dear Diary, I'm a Musical.
Ding.
Thank you. Great. So we're going to play. And you guys, so here's the deal. So people can call in and play. It's 201-209-9368. And if you call in and you win against Coco or Jim, then you will get a custom magnet. Now, I cannot tell you how custom these things are, but they are so custom. Okay, so you guys ready to play? Are you guys ready to compete against each other? You're in a relationship, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we love competing against each other.
I was born ready, Joe.
Great. That's what I'm looking for.
She's fierce.
Good. Okay, so you guys ready for this first game?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first game of the night. Manolo?
Yes.
Manolo.
Yes.
Like some kind of...
like a theme song?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
Theme song. Like a theme song sound effect.
Okay, ready? Britishize it.
Britishize it.
Thank you. And that one's submitted by Damian Chadwick of Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so Damian writes, for whatever reason, the British feel like they have to have their own special words for many everyday things, like boot instead of trunk, or pullover instead of sweater. Or Bobby instead of urinal.
That's not what a Bobby is.
Make up the best special British word for each of the following American words. 1 point to the best. And you'll
be determining the best.
I will not.
Right?
Obviously, Manolo will.
Of course.
Manolo, what's your sound for a winning one?
Shrink.
And and a losing one?
Nope.
Great. Okay, now listen. If you guys want to call in, if you think you're good at British words... you can call in. It's 201-209-9368. And we will accept your calls if you think you're up to the challenge. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first word, crayon.
Now, are we both doing the, mm-hmm. the word? Okay,
yep.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Go ahead.
Toiget.
Toiget is good. Waxy flap. Waxy flap.
Manolo.
It's a rhyming slang.
What do you think, Toiget or waxy flap? Toiget?
Nope.
Waxy flap?
Shrink.
That's a shrink.
Oh,
what was waxy
shrink.
Flap?
Shrink.
Shrink.
For shrink.
Waxy
okay,
flap.
Here we go. One for waxy flap. Okay, Jay.
Jolly good.
Okay, yeah, jolly good. You're in the lead. Okay, if you want to call in and play against him, it's 201-209-9368. Okay, next one. Bird.
Shall I go first?
Yeah,
this
you
time?
You take it.
Tweedledoms. Tweedledoms.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Look at that. I'm Tweedledum watching.
You know what I think would be an excellent up the ante is Manolo, you should judge them right away.
Mm.
Okay. So here we go. Ready? Say it again.
Okay,
Tweedledum.
Sure. Tweedledoms.
Nope.
Okay.
She's right.
Coco?
It's a feathery.
Shrink.
Shrink. Okay, one for Coco.
One
here we
one.
Go. Okay, next one.
You're up first this time.
Here we go. You ready, Coco? Okay.
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Wristwatch. Wristwatch.
It's a time map.
Time map. Time map.
Map.
Manolo?
Shrink.
Shrink. Okay, that's one. Okay.
Master Windabouts.
Master Windabouts. What do you think?
Shrink.
Manolo? Both shrink? Oh,
double
no.
Shrink.
Double shrink.
Wait, how many rounds are there?
There are, let's
39
see,
rounds.
39 rounds. Hold on, real quick. Okay, so here we go. So both people win that one? Okay, the next one is going to be bakery.
Bakery is a queen donut.
Okay, we have a caller. Hold on.
Okay, great.
Hello, you're on the air. You're about to play Britishize It. Who's this?
This is Bob Does Things.
Bob Does Things. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Have you ever called in before?
No, this is my first.
Oh, Bob Does Things. It's so
Hi,
good
Bob
to hear
things.
From
Hi, Bob.
You.
Great to hear from you.
Do you want to play this game?